Patrick Doherty says sticks can be an interesting medium for art. They can, he says, create some of the same features, like depth, that a pencil can on paper.
When you organize sticks in one direction, you have kind of a mark that looks like it's moving. And so if you have a kind of a depth to it, when you have these outside lines, you read first and then you seemingly, it just adds to a much more three-dimensionality to this, you know.
Patrick Doherty has been organizing sticks for the past several days on the plaza of Walton Art Center in Fayetteville. A sculptor whose chosen medium is sticks and twigs, Patrick Doherty's work in Fayetteville is a grouping of tall structures, each about 16 feet high. They resemble a strange hybrid of human and architectural forms. You may see a gentle giant with a loop for a head, while your friend may squint and see a leaning treehouse.
My job is to build illusions that people feel compelled to go investigate. And so sometimes scale is a big issue. Like, this is a big building, so we wanted something that, you know, dealt with the scale adequately, and also that dealt with the points of view. Like, if most of the audience comes up from the parking lot, so they move past the parking lot up the stairs, and so if you want to make them aware of the work, you almost have to put some bit of this down here at the stairway. And so, also on the plaza, you know, we didn't want to take front and center. We wanted to be a little bit peripheral, almost like there was an adjunct conversation going on to the front of the building.
He's built sculptures out of sticks all over the world. Most of the sticks he's using here are ash. Most have been harvested from land of Friends of the Art Center by volunteers and Art Center staff. Patrick's also been aided in the construction by a crew of volunteers. They've been stripping leaves off the bark, weaving the sticks into each other, and attaching more twigs to the tops of the sculptures from the platforms of large scaffolds.
We've just fielded a lot of nice folks. We've had people from the community and a lot of the Art Center's friends. And, you know, it's great to have an organization that's well-respected in the community, and if they need something, you know, people turn out to really help. So that's been the case. I've been the recipient of that LaGrasse, and, you know, it's been great. And then there's some folks that follow my work that I don't even know about, and they find out I'm here, they come over here and talk.
Dale Bryan, a writer who lives in southeast Kansas, has come down to work on the latest Doherty event. It's not the first time she's put her hands to work for one of his stick sculptures.
I first saw his piece when I was at Kansas University, and there was a piece there, and then I emailed and to see if I could, you know, get more information. And they've been very cordial. I went to Waco, Texas, and helped him for a week, and went to Topeka, Kansas, and interviewed him.
Yesterday, it was warm and windy, and this kind of work can be sticky. Two volunteers were hauling huge racks of sticks from one side of the Art Center's plaza to the other. Other volunteers were cutting sticks to be just the right size. Still, a few others were engaged in the actual fabrication of the looming stick figures. The dry conditions of late mean the ash that's been harvested can be a bit on the brittle side, and that means these artists are working with a fragile medium. Again, Patrick Doherty.
We're breaking up of these things. If you look around, you can see some of the odd, you know, things that have gone on. We can't help ourselves.
His crew yesterday included Peter Lane, the president and CEO of the Art Center, decked out in a green Artisphere t-shirt and straddling scaffolding with sharp clippers in hand. Patrick Doherty says he gives a bit of instruction, observes a bit, then lets the volunteers go to work. He says most people are better at building with sticks than they realize.
Yeah, well, I more or less tell them about the infuriating tendency of sticks to tangle. And beyond that, we tend to get along well. You know, people know a lot about sticks because it's such an imaginative material. We all grew up playing in the woods, and we have a bit of our shadow life of our hunting and gathering past, you know, connected with us. And so it's easy for people to see themselves working with sticks. There's a kind of fondness for it and a little bit of a reverberation with childhood play and, you know, throwing sticks for your dog or whatever.
What's taking shape in Fayetteville is a theatrical scene of sorts, figures that tower over patrons as they come for a show. One of the twisting columns appears to be reared back, laughing. Another seems to be leaning over to a stick giant companion, perhaps whispering. Each is hollow inside, providing a very personal space in a very public arena. Jenny Taylor Swain, the Vice President of Programming at Walton Arts Center, is helping construct the spectacle.
Yeah, there's very few artists that work in such a collaborative process, and Patrick has it down to a real fine art, and he's amazing the way he involves people and gets you actually doing the work and making differences to the sculpture and the nuances. You're not just moving branches around. As you talk to some of these other people, we kind of rotate work. But that's one of the things I really noticed watching him work, and how he talks to people, how he encourages them, how he tells you how to do it, how he gently corrects you when you're not doing it right, or how to better do it, I guess.
The still untitled sculpture will be finished by Monday afternoon and will remain on display as long as the elements allow. Members of the Walton Arts Center staff say they hope they'll resist the heat, wind, and rain long enough to still be guarding the plaza by next year's Artisphere. However long they last, Patrick Doherty says he wants them to be explored.
I always think the most important part of sculpture is that people like it, and that it be thrilling, and that it be something unusual that is kind of out of your frame of reference, and then all of a sudden you discover that you might like it more than you thought.
The work continues this weekend in front of Walton Arts Center. You can hear more from Patrick about his sculptures at ozarksatlarge.com. There, you'll find a conversation from last summer when he first came to the region to scout out locations for the work he's creating now. And later on this edition of Ozarks, a very different kind of creation for Artisphere will begin to get ready for this year's version of the Artisphere Symphony Orchestra. That's later on Ozarks at Large.